Being joined by Atlantic head coach Jeff Ebling, picking up the win here tonight to move on to the sub-state semifinals. Coach, you got your heart racing there a bit, but they come up with the plays when you needed them down the stretch.
I'll be honest with you, my shirt's soaked. it's been one of those nights. You know, we told the boys, you know, one thing we got to concentrate on is make sure we just try to win each quarter. You know, they got us in that first quarter, I think 13-8, but I think we won every quarter after that. And, you know, Sturm stepped up, made the free throws down the stretch. We just did a fantastic job there. You know, it could have went either way there. You know, Creston played well. They did a great job. Coach Schaefer did a great job with them once again. And we're just happy to get this win and get out of that first round. It's my first time out of the first round, so I'm happy to get that monkey off my back, too. But
yeah,
it's all, you know, these boys making the plays that we needed to. Ethan Sturm with those two charges and those threes, you know, stepping up in those situations. I'm just proud of them.
Yeah. Not too dissimilar from the way it played out the last time you played them. It's kind of the same scenario. They were up at halftime. You came back and made it a close game and made some big plays late in the game, just like you did in that one.
Yeah. And, you know, it was trying to get through some frustration. A lot of things weren't going our way, especially in the first half, you know, some lackadaisical turnovers and things like that. But, you know, like I tell the boys, we didn't play our best game, I don't think. And, you know, we still found a way.
Yeah. So,
you know, good teams really do that. And, you know, I think these boys realize it's always nice to get in that second round that you're still playing, because, you know, half the field's going to be done after tonight. So we're in the round of 32, I guess you can say, and, you know, we're looking forward to Thursday night.
Well, you mentioned it already. Grant Sturm, huge at the foul line. He goes there for a number of one-and-ones there at the end. Hits five straight to help you seal the game. And, of course, that's the guy you want there. He's your best foul shooter.
Oh, by far. And, you know, for him, the senior, to step up. And, I mean, there was no doubt when he was releasing them. You could tell right away when you're releasing them, it was good. He shoots his free throws all on that hoop, too, so we're happy that we were down this end doing that. But, you know, again, I'm just proud of these guys. I thought Garrett Reynolds gave us some good minutes off the bench. You know, it wasn't necessarily in the box score, but it was just, you know, defensively being a presence. You know, Craig Becker did a good job. All these guys did a phenomenal job tonight. But, you know, like I said, we got one down. We got another goal coming up here on Thursday.
Well, and aside from the free throws, too, you had to get it done defensively, and your guys really clamped down there at the end. You forced him into a couple of tough spots. You forced a turnover there on Berg where you had to stop so fast because Sturm was right on him. Those types of scenarios where your guys are getting it done defensively.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Chris, I wish we'd do that more in the first and second quarter, too. But, you know, they just you know, turn it up when they need to there a little bit. You know, they really dug in. You know, win or lose tonight, I was going to be proud of these guys the way the season we had. And, you know, they just showed once again how resilient they are. And, you know, I got to give Coach Schaefer credit, though, to Crest. And those guys came in and they played really well. You know, and the fact that Crowley kid is back after 4.5 months on an ACL and is out there competing. And, Kobe Berg, you know, he's been playing now for 3 years for him. So, you know, we're happy to get this win. And hopefully we can continue this going for a few more weeks.
Yeah, obviously always tough to get that third one over a team in the season. You've knocked them off twice already and you get it done here tonight. You get to go on the road now and take on the Glenwood Rams on Thursday night. Your thoughts on facing Glenwood?
Oh, they won?
They did.
You want to score?
I do. By a fairly wide margin, 75-48.
Okay.
Final.
Well, that's what we were probably expecting if we got past Crescent. So there's going to be some late nights ahead of me here, but that's, you know, part of the gig. And, you know, we'll be ready to go. You know, these guys, you can't tell me that they probably didn't want another shot at Glenwood after down there, you know, without Skyler losing by 8 down there. I mean, this is, you know, a matchup we were probably planning on thinking of playing, and we're going to go down there, play our hardest, and see what happens.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
You bet, Chris. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jeff Ebling after the win here tonight for Atlantic.